featuring Roxy Kay on Lentil for Glace every Saturday at 10 a.m. when she'll be talking on tips and hints on health and beauty, great competitions and beauty workshops too.
Good morning, Roxy.
Morning, Louise. How are you on this cold morning?
I'm very good. I'm so full of energy this morning because the weather is like cool. It's giving cool energy vibes for me.
Good. It's very, very cold here. I mean, I just came back from my walk and I just couldn't stand the weather. It's wet here, actually, very, very misty and still dark.
Oh, my word. Well, so, in Paarl this morning, at this moment, it's 14 degrees, and it's actually very cool, very nice and cool, but you say it's very, very cold and wet there at your side.
It's a bit misty, but hopefully during the day it'll change. I mean, this is autumn weather, so it's expected.
And now it sounds like you are more summer type of lady. You enjoy the summer more than the winter.
I actually love the energy of the sun and the vitamin D that I get. I think during winter it's more covering up. I like to cuddle up with a good book and a nice cup of coffee. So yeah, maybe I should do that today.
Roxy, talking about covering up, there has been questions that came your way from the listeners and also on the Facebook page about the skin cares and about products they can use and about the skin for winter. And you're talking about covering up. So I want one of the questions that I see here this morning is, do I still have to wear sunscreen in winter? Do you still have to apply like a sunscreen to cover up for the heat?
Absolutely. Sunscreen is very, very important. And I have seen that some of the moisturizers do have an SPF 15, which is okay, but not sufficient. So you would need to apply on your moisturizer a sunscreen 30 or over. I think a good one would be an SPF 50. Remember, if you have oily skin, you would use a matte finish one. If you have very dry skin, you could use a moisturizing sunscreen. There's a lot of sunscreen out there that just have, that just give you that oily effect, and you actually don't want that. You want a good hydrating one that will support and help your skin cover up.
Very interesting, because I thought sunscreen is just because for the heat and for the summertime. And that's why when it gets here by, say, the end of October, it's normally where we would get, for us as a family, for the children, we would get sunscreen, because as of November, it's starting getting heat. The weather start getting very much warmer. So thank you for that one, Roxy. And, one of the questions that also applies to myself that I also want to know is, how do I cover up a pimple before I apply foundation, Roxy?
Okay, so the thing is, we all get it. It comes to, sometimes it's just hormonal changes, sometimes it's what we eat, if it's too much of oily stuff, if it's too much of fast food and rich food, we always end up with a zit. So the best thing to cover it up will be using concealer. Remember, please don't prod or prick or try and burst a pimple. Just let it be, it will heal itself. But you have to clean the area, so a double cleanse would be very, very important. And then apply a concealer with the foundation. So the concealer will be on the pimple, on the actual lump or zit that you've got on your face, and then you would apply your foundation as normal, and then you will apply your powder, and then that's it.
This is very, very, I have to be very honest with you. I've got a brother, a brother, and he, when I see pimples or blackheads in his face or whatever, I just want to grab it, you know. I just, even my mom, I know my mom is listening, and she sees, you know what, you see the thing that we use for your, oh yeah, the pins, who's an Afrikaans, is it, knows no, a hairpin, Roxy, you know, most a hairpin, eh? And then she would use a hairpin, this hairpin, and go into his ears with the blackheads and all, and it's just, and if I get a pimple, if I get a pimple, I apply, what I do, the hot water, I would take my cloth and I would put the hot water, the towel on my pimple so that it can just open it up quicker. I don't like a pimple.
Yeah.
I do not like it. Roxy, you know that products, we get different products for wrinkles and all of this. But what product would help with fine lines and wrinkles?
Okay, so I get this question a lot, and I think that as we age, and also the stress and anxiety that we go through during the our working time and our lives, and we would get those fine lines and wrinkles. It just comes. It's natural. It's an aging process. There's no need to get alarmed or stressed or whatever. Just let it be, and the best product to use on your face is a vitamin C, which could produce collagen as well. So remember, we need that extra bit. You need stimulation underneath the skin, and there's a lot of technology that you could use, you know, using an anti-aging serum, or you can use your scrub. You just need to stimulate that skin so you get yourself circulated and more energy and more blood flow. That's all you need. And I think that if you embrace your lines, think about it, every line has a story. Every woman has a story to tell. And those lines is what you've gone through in your years. So embrace it. And just take care of your skin. Use your anti-aging product, as I said, and cover up. If you're really worried about it, then you could use a concealer. You could use a thicker foundation, a double foundation, which means you would use your foundation, a thin layer first, mixed with water, and then you could use your foundation neat. That means out of the bottle. Don't dilute it in any way. And in that way, you can cover up your fine lines, and then a setting spray to help you keep everything in place. And that's it.
Yeah, very interesting. So what can I do to change my normal skincare routine to a more intense one in winter?
Okay, so now the coolest season is setting in. As I said, it's very, very misty today. So looks like the weather is changing very quickly.
Mm.
So we need to change our products from... You need to use a hydrating cleanser. So if you use a gel cleanser, which is more drying and less, you know, won't give you that oiliness during the day, you need to use a hydrating cleanser, which is creamy and more moisturizing, which will give you a good, supple look. And then you need to switch your moisturizing lotion to a nourishing cream. So your thin moisturizer will go now into a cream. And remember, when you use a cream out of a bottle, as I always said, a cream has active ingredients in there. So do not put your finger into your cream bottle, please. Use a little applicator. You can use a, you know, the Liepel as a teaspoon.
Yeah, a Liepel. Okay.
Yeah, you can use the handle of a teaspoon if you don't have a wooden applicator. And then you just put a little bit on your fingers, and that's it. Keep away from harsh exfoliants. So those exfoliants that have granules in it, don't use it during the winter, because it's going to strip off those natural oils. You want to keep that base on your face. Rather use an exfoliant that is creamy. I like the gel aloe exfoliant, which works wonders. And it's gentle on the skin. It's natural. It's got no parabens, no silicone. It's just got active ingredients, and it cleans and cleanses the face. A good way to also keep your skin healthy in winter is to have more healthy fats. When I say healthy fats, I don't mean that you have to go out now and eat all the fats that you see out there. Healthy fats could come from your avocado, from your olive oil. So when you're cooking something, rather use olive oil instead of the ordinary oil. Your coconut oil, which is excellent in your stir-fries and your roasting vegetables. So rather go for healthy fats. And as always, a sunscreen in winter helps protect that skin against dryness.
Very interesting. And it makes me also think, always after winter, then I'm little, then I say I've got white, I'm a little whiter. And I'm light, I'm more light in my face, my body, my skin. Yeah, now, Roxy, but thank you so much for this morning, and thank you for reminding me. For me, it's like a personal reminder. Lulu, you should not touch the pimples and about the sunscreen. So, Roxy, any plans for the weekend? Roxy?
Hi.
Are you here? Oh, plans for the weekend?
Yes, I'm here. Did I lose you there?
I don't know. I don't know. I happen here now. But yes, as okay. Your plans for the weekend.
Well, tonight is a hike at Mirandal Wine Estate at 6:30, and it's a full moon hike. And it starts at, as I said, 6:30. So it's 50 rand for kids, and then 20 rand for the kids, sorry, and 50 rand for adults. So the Lentils and Race team will be there. So if you want to join us, you have to book a ticket to get your ticket, and we meet everyone there at 6. I just want to say that if you follow me on my Facebook page, Lentils and Lim. And if you need to answer any questions, then just type your questions in there or send me a message on info@lentilsandlim.com. And remember that this is a live stream. You can phone in at the KC station at 082-414-1077. Louise, before I leave you, I've got a question here that just came in on my email. And it's from a young guy. He's 22 years old. And he's always had a problem with acne. And recently he's got little marks on his face that wouldn't go away, and what can he do? So there's a lot of skincare products that you can use, but remember that the skincare product that you use is only on the surface. So you really need good hydrating and stimulation products. So in other words, you need that circulation to build layers on your skin. It seems, and by the photos that I see here that you sent me, the skin is quite damaged. And by you trying to grow or having a beard or a little bit of fuzz, it's just going to aggravate that skin. So I would suggest see a dermatologist. And please remember that this is just tips and hints on skincare and body care and health care, and we just suggest products. And if you have real problems, you know, with your skin, please go and see a dermatologist before you use any product.
Very good.
And that's it.
And that's
have
it.
A- Have a wonderful weekend, Louise.
And I thank you. I love weekends because weekends is my rest, you know. I'm all about, you know, all about just resting. Yeah. But Roxy, enjoy the weekend and enjoy the hike. I will be looking out for the pictures on the Lentils and Lace Facebook page. And talk to you next week.
Good. I will see you next week. Okay. Take care and have fun.
Okay, bye, Roxy.
Bye.
Join Roxy Kay on Lentils and Lace every Saturday at 10 a.m. when she'll be talking on tips and hints on health and beauty, great competitions and beauty workshops too.